Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Drinking a beer and flicking my praying my daddy don't hear me. Camping in the backwoods by the creek, horny as a bitch in the country heat. I'm rubbing a corn cob on my giving my a little twist in this tight ass country tent. Smells like I just caught a fish. Rubbing my ooh, goody goody.
Next month, I will be 50 years old, and I love that song. I love the unedited version. Now I know how Jimmy Kimmel feels. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to triple the ratings for tomorrow's show either by saying that.
Okay.
I'm literally saying, like, if I could play that song in its entirety without losing my job, I would bring so much happiness and cheer to the listening audience right now. But this censorship, and this is pre, this has been since radio was invented.
Right? Someday you can do it, right? Like, you know, you never know.
You know, I don't know if I want to live in the world, though, where it's acceptable to play that for everyone to hear all the time, though.
Yeah.
Then everything would be a little careless and wild. So in that way, but.
But you genuinely like that song.
Absolutely.
Makes you laugh.
Yeah. So
okay. There are parts of it.
We were talking off the air about what
you know the part that I don't like.
Actually, I don't. Can you write it down?
It's because the fish part makes me want to vomit.
Well, that's not even edited. Look,
yeah, I forgot about that.
It's gross. I'm sorry.
But okay. But
it's like
that might be the part that rubs you a little raw.
There's a part really? I don't like, but only because she says a saying that I never liked. That was always kind of cringy to me.
Write it down.
Already did.
Oh, that's cringe, too.
That is the grossest thing.
That is so nasty.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know where that term came from.
I don't either.
Probably Boston.
I can picture them saying that. I could probably say it in a different context, but I don't even like saying the words. Somebody else said it. They could say
did
it.
Did you ever ask somebody to do that?
No, I can never...
I don't want them to do it while I'm there because I'm feeling like I'm being inadequate. Like, especially, you don't need to do that. Put your arms behind your head.
You don't like the assist?
No, that to me is like saying you're not getting me there. I need to take this into my own hands.
Yeah.
Well, okay, when you're hooking up, you almost feel like it's like
I don't remember.
Whack-a-mole, maybe, like you're doing all the controls. You know, you're squeezing up here, you're doing whatever here.
It's like you're like sitting back on what's that ride at Disney where you lay back like you're getting ready to take wife. Off into space.
Oh, dang it! What is that?
Whatever that Starship something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is that Soarin'?
I'll ask many of our employees downstairs. Wait a minute.
I
should have done that.
What
yesterday.
I like about the song is the violin playing.
That was it.
It's
like
a fiddle. It's a fiddle.
You don't like any of the words? Goody.
It should have been called the Diddle Fiddle Song.
I like Goody Goody, but there are parts of it that just make me want to vomit.
Not really, but you're sitting there smiling right now.
It's funny, but there are parts where I'm just like, country girl fishing. You lost me on that. I'm sorry.
But think about this. When you watch the, we've talked about the brevity now of commercials that are actually saying what they're trying to market to you, like more than just my armpit stink.
Yeah, I
but
can't.
If you do, there's
from my pits to my, and I thought it was going to be a different word. She
you
said,
know what?
From my pits to my, and I'm like,
if it's medical, I'm surprised it's not, to be honest with you.
Whoa.
As soon as she says.
Well, now I think about it, there's two options. She could have went.
Well, you know, she gets close.
To. And then she says bits.
Well, she says the thigh folds, under boob, butt crack, feet. I'm like,
oh my.
And the corn cob, you lost me there too. I'm
hey.
Sorry.
Do you know what that one, nasty. Do you remember what she said though?
I don't know. It just like,
Was that a sigh of excitement
no,
or was
vomit.
It? Oh.
More than just my armpit stink.
Like, how would you? This is like the Friends episode where Joey's the herpes guy because he's in the herpes commercial. If you're gross. Like, do you want that acting job? If you're one of these girls, hey, we need you in the body deodorant. You got to say more than just my armpit stink. It's like I'm.
Would
good.
You get well? I mean, typecasting in commercials. I don't know. Paige seems to play a prostitute in every movie yeah, she's
she
in.
She really does.
Pretty much.
Are you the armpit stinks girl? Like, yeah, that's me.
Will you be a God? Let's ask. Rob Young, if he can get those girls out to sign at Comic-Con. Greenville Comic-Con.
We got the Island Boys, and we got the more than just my armpit stink.
Will
girl.
You sign my armpit? I'm going to go get it tattooed on.
Oh, can we book? You don't even know what kind of eggs them is?
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Ooh.
With a surprise guest. You heard right, Stud.
You heard right, Stud.
No way. Oh I can get my picture taken with the voice of you know right, Stud.
I love that.
You heard right, Stud?
You heard right, Stud.
No, I didn't hear right. I said
very
it wrong.
Easily.
We got her all done.
Wow.
And this just in. This just in. The great-granddaughter of Where's the Beef Lady will be appearing as well, signing 8x10s and taking photos.
I love it.
25 and 25 are both for 40.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Paige will be there.
Yeah.
Greeting you. Paige is actually parking cars.
In my feet. Oh.
Yeah. Do you think there's ever a...
I'm
surprised. Got me down to a working man.
Oh, Jeff Lewis Neal's not putting out there. I'm going to be appearing at Comic-Con and parking cars. I didn't say I'd be... I didn't say I'd be in there signing autographs. I'd be appearing. I'm going. I should put that on there. I'll be appearing there with...
She's not going to be in the parking lot.
No.
I'll park your cars in my boots and cheetah jacket.
Oh. Yeah. Is that a brand? Oh, it's the skin. I see.
Do you think there's ever a point where that song kind of wears on you a little bit? Or, like, will it always be funny?
Well, play it again. You be the judge.
No, I mean, you don't have to do that. You're saying from more of the real conversation we're having off the air about, like, immaturity levels or whatever. But I think that's still just society telling you, you shouldn't laugh at that. You're too old. You're too, you know. I mean, hell,
yeah.
The way I dress very, I don't know what. I just know people my age, and they are, I don't feel any kind of kinship with them. I hate to say it. Like, I'm, like, people, most of my friends are, like, 10 years younger than me.
I feel like I can kind
of. And I think it flows real well with that. What?
I just feel like I understand it. Because I feel like I'm old in every sense of the word.
Like when we have me, I'll say this, and if you use it against me, I will not come to the team building meeting that we're planning soon.
Oh, use it against me, Ben.
No, it's not against you. when we have meetings downstairs, after we've done the show and we've played, you know, flicking various vegetables and things like that, and then we go down there, and you know, I'm wearing like camo pants and a hoodie, and they're all wearing, you know, I feel
dressed
like
up,
a kid.
Biz cash.
I feel like a kid sitting there.
Well, look at me. I dress like I'm going to kindergarten every day.
Is that why you don't want to wear nice clothes?
Because wow!
You want to feel younger?
That's messed up. That's messed up.
Wow.
Look at look who's got on today.
Carhartt is nice.
So you are not.
You got some nice stuff usually. I mean, I can't say anything. I got, you know, four pairs of shorts and shirts
don't
and rotation.
I don't dress the first off, I don't say fit either. I just see your text. I don't use the it's outfit or SU, whatever you're wearing, a fit. Get out of here.
I believe in accountability, and I know it's my fault, but COVID really ruined me, man, as far as the way I dress. It was just throwing whatever you could throw on because you're going to come back home quick anyway. They were kicking us out of the studio immediately after the show. God. Nothing was open. You just drove home and sat there. I'm like, why am I dressing
what
up?
What has changed, though?
Nothing. Like, I'm still 5 years later.
You hear what she did? She's digging at you now.
Yeah.
You mess with me, and I'll go on Shein and buy, I don't know, I'm not saying
I'm
that's where yours
kidding.
Came from.
I'm not talking about a
I'll
rooster
go buy
mohawk.
A cheetah damn jumpsuit.
Well, I hope so. Come
yeah.
On.
And I will get a freaking Gucci bralette.
That's
you don't know what those are.
It's real Gucci.
Do I can't.
No, it's a.
It's something that you put over your bra.
You don't need a bralette. I don't get those. I don't get why anybody needs a bralette.
Are they? Is it? What happened to the crop top? Like the boob tube? Remember that? You know.
Oh yeah.
What happened to that? I love that.
They stopped wearing them because girls always had to keep pulling them up because the knockers. You
bra
know?
Straps
can't
like.
And hey, you can.
Well, if I roll down, if I move a certain way,
it's like me.
It's like, can't
it's
do
like
it.
When I used to. And I haven't worn one in many years, but I have to rent tuxedos. And I was like, I want the vest because I don't want the cummerbund because it would roll forward and look like I'd have on a effing red belt.
Oh, man.
It looked like I was wearing some kind of sash, like I was some master mason Shriner.
That's a good look, though. I like that.
Well, I'm not ordained, though.
Do you want to go more into the age thing? Because I feel like there's a lot left.
I think it's, yeah, because what I was going to say, like with dressing and stuff, that's conforming, and I get it. Like if I had a day-to-day where I had to, and this isn't an attack, but if I had to wear the slacks and the polo every day, I would not be happy inside.
No.
It's not you. It's okay.
We look like a big douche insert.
And not
here.
That everybody does, but like there's that look where there's that certain color of shoes, and they all, and I'm going to describe many of you right now, they're dress shoes, but they have an athletic shoe bottom. You know the ones. Like, you don't want to be bold enough to wear Jordans with your suit pants, but you wear those. They look like they're Florsheim or one of those other big brand of shoes, but they have, like, Nike bottoms on them.
Or it's got the tassels on the front that some people might call something that rhymes with bag tags, you know?
Yeah.
Too overly dressed, these Sebagos.
No, they're not wearing. On Fridays, though, they'll wear their Hey Dudes with their
Those do look comfortable.
Khakis, slacks.
Do you wear khakis in everywhere?
No. You see me.
No.
Am I John Cena, bitch?
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I have some text to share with you before we get into this further.
Ooh.
This is one of those things where it's not, heat or, just one of those either-or kind of things. Like, where are you mentally versus your age? At least with that song as kind of the litmus test.
Be interesting to see where people skew themselves.
Skew me.
Skew you.
You'll know in a minute why. I'm 47. Y'all lost me on that one. Too immature for my taste. But in my head, I'm still 35. That's Tony. With a Y from Woodruff.
Like what?
Woodruff.
So why are people picking, like, the range they pick doesn't really make sense. So I don't know what that says about, okay, you feel like you're 35. Or what does that say to me about your mental?
I think, well, so.
Like you should be an adult? Like I'm expecting to hear either like old or young and nothing in between.
Well, I mean, it's. It's kind of hard to even explain, and I know exactly what you're saying. It's
DiCaprio's the one that screwed it up.
So yeah, he's 50, and I will be 50 next month. By the way, I'm about to freak you up in the head. Christmas is 3 months from today.
From today?
Yeah. Which means you ain't even got 3 months of shopping left.
We're not gonna get Christmas weather. You know how humid it was yesterday and last night.
I told you, I was went out and acted like Sheryl Crow and sat in the sun, soaked it up.
I'm sweating my ass off yesterday in late September.
With a corn cob.
Let's get some damn fall weather going. Son of a bitch weather, man.
I like the weather in the fall. It's pleasant.
And see, this is that older number I was talking about. Hey, I'm 61. I thought I was done hearing jokes like that after raising two boys. I laughed, but I also shook my head. But I feel like 50 most days. That's from Joyce. I knew your name was going to be Joyce. Joyce is the next name. You know what? Let's go this route. If we didn't societally...
I think I know what you're going to say.
Decide on Karen.
Yep.
It would be Joyce. Absolutely.
Oh, Joyce at least has to be the older version of the Karen.
Because I know a Joyce that's like the sweetest lady ever.
Oh yeah, I've known.
I've known. I don't see if I'm
Joyce.
Doing the arms of justice right now, like I've known some that were real sweethearts, but I've known some that were
just raging.
I'm Joyce.
Joyce. And
Joyce.
If you say it like that, whether you know where you put that extra, say Joyce.
Joyce.
I would have to say the next one besides Karen would be Arlene.
Arlene. I don't know any.
I don't know. A lot of Darlenes.
I know.
Not many
Arlene Spector.
My stepmonster wasn't Arlene.
That'd be over down the hall. They'd love that one.
I feel legit old.
But I think this job, as far as like, you know, what I was saying is having to dress a certain way or, you know, not. Because, again, when you go into meetings or whatever. But now, when we went to the award show, which was stolen from us, and I'll tell you something.
Still not back.
A friend, Travis, told me I should put a bounty out for it. But you know what? With that, why am I paying to get it back?
He's a former cop, too. He might want to collect on that bounty and come look for it.
I don't have any paper towels.
You know.
So with that, yes. I don't, and it's not one of those, and I've read a couple of texts, it's not one of those self-affirmation things of act like, you, that's the way people like, you know, fake it before you make it. That is such, you are really messing with your head. You're, the fake it before you make it thing, or act like you got it, like you already got it.
Yeah.
That, I think that is really bad.
People see through it every time.
You see through it, but it's like you're putting on airs for something. You're, so when you get there, you'll be used to it. But you're also living a lie.
Yes, and part of why people see through it is because they're looking for a reason to doubt you in the first place.
Yeah,
you don't get the benefit of the doubt from
people. Yeah, it's very true. So I would say I feel 30 to 35. I don't feel in my 20s, certainly not with stress levels and such as. But when it comes to, you know, when I see people that are now, DiCaprio obviously way different, but I see the average 50-year-old and I'm like, God, I have nothing in common with this person.
I don't either.
I mean, it's just sadly, yes. It's just,
I feel really old, and
well, you look it.
Some people, I've noticed that too.
What, you look it?
Yeah, like the aging, you, which when you get into that whole deal of like, you know,
trying to stay young.
Well, just trying to slow down the process as much as you can.
Cue up the Rod Stewart.
Like, if you look, like, I look at pictures of me 10 years ago, like, even in the face, they're like, ooh, hang on.
Oh, man,
getting advanced. Oh. A little too old.
You get some lines on your face.
Well, it's not even as, I guess,
you
mainly
some lines on his nose.
It's like the hair and the fat. Manly.
For a man.
But,
do you
know,
have ear hair?
Yes, on the ear hair.
That
like,
up top.
I can wax that hair.
No, I never understood that. Why? With a man, that the hair grows inside your ear.
You know what sucks? I don't have the lighting at home that we have here, so I can't find the on the ear hair at home. I see it when I come here, and I got no scissors. Nothing.
You see ear hair when you come here?
There's something with the lighting in our bathroom that's like you could see like every fine detail.
What kind of
on your head?
What kind of lighting do you use at home? Is that telling you? Oh, I was telling Looper about this. Go ahead though.
Regular, like, I don't know how you like measure
incandescent bulbs, what you need to have versus the fluorescent LED.
Really?
Yes.
How do I ask for that though?
Go to Lowe's or Walmart or Home Depot. Oh, you rent? Well, you still, I mean,
I still gotta change them.
Yeah. So just the ones that, I mean, you're going to make it political, but like the certain, you know, environmental agency and stuff years ago tried to get everybody to switch. Remember, the power companies would send you free light bulbs.
Yeah.
Them mess with your eyes and your mind.
They try to do it with the faucets, too. I had to re-switch my faucet back so they wouldn't take the one I bought.
They're like street lights, essentially, is what it is. It's cheap. It's like grocery store Walmart lighting.
Dude, I love going to Lowe's. Any excuse I can go to look at the lighting section. I don't like asking for help. I like to find it myself.
I'll tell you something else, too. If you have young kids, there's no need to take them to Disney World. Take them through the lighting center at Lowe's or Home Depot, where the lighting center is. They will look around and just marvel at that.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's lovely, and it's cheap, and it's free, unless you want to maybe buy some lumber or something.
Or just, like, you know,
that
you can fantasize on your new kitchen and go around and look
like
at new appliances.
Yeah.
I like to look to outfit a house I don't have.
Like, Paige, I ain't going to ask you your age. A man never would do that. But, like, do you feel your age, like, mentally?
No.
Your average?
I feel like I'm a 12-year-old. I'm always going. I feel like, you know, I...
Well, we're not talking about going to the bathroom.
Well, that too.
So I need to help you.
Well, she drinks like 96 ounces of water per hour.
This is more so a man thing, right?
What?
Your mental age. I feel like women don't have this struggle.
Because that maternal instinct, that kind of like preparedness, that planner in them, like they know. All their toys when they're young were like teaching them how to cook and change baby diapers and stuff.
Not mine. I didn't do that.
What'd you do?
Play with Barbie.
That's even worse.
Really is.
That sat there and made you think you were a princess and everything had to just be perfect and your husband doesn't have a ding-a-ling.
Oh, I had an airline. I was
an ambiguous friend that people didn't know their sexuality at all.
Your brother probably had G.I. Joes and you tricked your Barbies out to him.
He did. He took my Barbies and kidnapped them.
Lived in a house with an elevator, you pompous hoe.
And
Wrigley money.
I already called her a B.
And I was very upset because he and his friend had one of my favorite Barbies, and she was like thrown out of their little helicopter thing that they, and I was really mad about that.
I tell you, the struggles you grow up with.
I threw it out of their little helicopter thing.
Yes. How could you do that to Barbie?
I don't know.
She was wearing cute clothes that I dressed her in. Hmm. My mom made her clothes.
But see, that right there, to me, like, it sets up whatever the societal standards are of men and women. Like, little boys' toys were always, and I know they make them for everybody now, blah, blah, blah. But, like, they're always boys. Get out in the dirt and blah, blah, be the hero and save the day. And then the women were just princesses, and we're going to cook and clean or whatever. And it kind of just set in the standards of where you're going to go.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it, even with, like, I never wanted to be a damn doctor because of operation. I always got freaking buzzed real hard. That hurt. I ain't going to go into that field.
I had an easy bake oven. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got tired of that, and I took whatever I had, and I put it in the real oven with the babysitter, and that was
You were the one who did it to Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, I did. I put the witch in there and burned her.
She found the culprit.
It was the witch. We were wrong on that. The witch didn't cook them. They cooked the witch. Which makes it okay.
Gretel cooked the witch.
What happened to Hansel?
Yeah, what was he doing? Oh, he had to bait her.
She cooked because she was the girl.
She pushed the witch in. That's all I remember about the story.
So she was pushing. That's where that comes from.
That's where the saying comes from.
That's where it comes from.
She opened the look in there and then pushed her in.
I'm 57. That made me cringe a little bit. Inside, though, I still feel 35, but that was a bridge too far. What? Oh, God.
Is that the song?
Wait till you hear it unedited. Bridge too far. Go write a poem, Larry.
I don't think that song defines your age, though, because it's humorous.
That was a bridge too far. That's a nice way to say too soon.
Too soon, guys.
And with young people, sometimes they're more mature than older people these days. And they knew a lot more about technology than most of us.
Well, amen to that.
And
yeah, they learned that quick.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I keep friends younger than
me. I mean, I could just think of my stepson. He's a lot more mature than a lot of my in-laws. I mean, he's pretty grand.
Wow. You're being very passive-aggressive today.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But much, right? I mean, he's 26, and he's kind of, you know, he's very mature. I'm proud of him.
That's the age I became an adult. I became a dad at 26.
Yeah.
You trying to say something, Paige?
I'm just saying.
Are you going to be a grandmother?
Somebody got a kid on the way.
I want him to, but he's not.
Would you call them your step grandchildren or just regular grandchildren?
Grandchildren.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm the only one left.
Yeah.
Do we need to hook them up?
The step thing, really, it's like.
It's really kind of like, I'm not step.
It's like you're just making it when you're telling people that, not you, but like, you know, I'm thinking the deeper way here. It's like you're saying, like if it's the woman, like, there's my stepkids. They didn't come out of me. Ain't none of mine.
Bonus kids.
Like, well, they must not be attractive or something.
Well,
or look nothing like mom. Like, they're all redheaded and she's blonde. Or, well, that could happen. I've seen that happen. But, like, you know.
Does he ever ask you about any of your friends? Like, you know, like trying to get up in them goats.
Mm-mm. It's like the COVID commercials we were talking about where you've got the black mom, the white dad, the ambiguous kids, and an Asian grandmother sitting there. And we're all not even looking at what's marketing to us. We're like, do what? How the hell? Who is this?
He has a thing for anime girls, I think, still.
Oh, Lord.
I haven't asked him, so none of my friends have to do look his like that, you know?
Trying to figure out the lineage of...
Mom, I'm trying to watch Sailor Moon!
Stop.
Get out of here, Paige.
Is Sailor Moon still... I always reference that one. It's the only one I know. Is that still a big one?
I don't even know. Dragon Balls? Is that a big one?
Dragon Ball Z.
I'm going to hit this for real now.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, guys.
We begin with a discussion about Jimmy Kimmel, and our headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric. So Jimmy Kimmel.
Who?
Kimmel.
He killed his wife, the doctor.
his censorship actually worked to his great. To his favor.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, the three times.
So it probably might have been a really good thing that happened to him, because his monologue had a record-breaking 19 million views on YouTube as of last night. And so ABC is also expecting a spike in broadcast ratings despite the boycotts by Sinclair and Nexstar.
First off, I can... Oh, no, I'll check my source on this. But that, unless it's figured in the contractually in his thing, like, that doesn't count for ratings. They're equating that the way WWE says. The John Cena heel turn had 1 billion views. They're taking every wrestling website, every person that linked it, and they're taking all the views and combining them to sound huge. Now, I know a lot of people tuned in or watched it. See, I don't know how they get their metrics from even when you DVR it. Or I don't even DVR. Yeah. Like, I just pick shows and it automatically makes them on demand or whatever. So I don't know how that works with the metrics. If as far as the ratings go.
If you're Sinclair or Nexstar, like, how do you – you can just violate the carriage agreement? Like, is that a violation, not airing the content that you're contractually obligated to air? Like, I don't know how that works.
I mean, they must have some clause in there if it goes against their whatever. Like, with franchises, sometimes they can decide they don't want to carry a certain product – but most of them, I mean, all that is real estate deals anyway. But
that merger, we could watch that merger.
Oh boy.
Did they pretty much kind of shown us that, you know, it's kind of behind the scenes deal?
You didn't know about it until this.
The FCC chairman gives you a little, you know, a public nod for doing the right thing and not airing certain content.
So, and that would have been one that would have had to, because that's like.
Which you probably would have aired if there wasn't a merger in the hanging in the balance, right? Probably would have put it on.
But see, that's where, you know, it's like we're talking in code right now, but it's not like lobbyists is real. We talk about it all the time. And to act like it doesn't exist, that's what business is. That's all that is.
I got to look this up to get the details. I think Facebook just announced they were going to form a super PAC to go after politicians that were, you know, hard-lined against certain AI policies and whatnot, something like that. Like, they pretty much announced we're going to form a super PAC to go after certain politicians.
Because they don't want AI available in schools or whatever?
Something with the AI that Facebook wants to shape.
Somebody needs to look at it.
Well, yeah, because
as more than just an innovation. Somebody needs to look at it,
what are you really doing and what's the outcome?
Eventually, who's your father and what does he do?
Who are you giving the farm to, basically?
Everything. Well, let me stay on point with this, though. With the Kimmel thing, you know, it's like he was the depending on which aisle or whatever bullcrap you stand on, you know, side of the aisle, left, right, whatever, in the middle. Like the picture that they use on this news website, it's him standing there and he's smiling ear to ear because it's almost like you get to attend your own funeral. And I'm not using that as any kind of pun either, but it's like you got to see what really people thought when you were gone. And this public outcry of, oh, because a lot of people, again, they were not fans, but it was more about freedom of speech. Or it was one of those things where, I don't want to lose him, but when's the last time you watched him?
You ever say anything you regretted?
So that's what I'm getting to. Yeah. I feel like this could actually make people go more that route to get that kind of residual, like outlaw kind of, oh, I'm outside the...
God, I hope they don't.
They
will. But
they're showing it as a reward right now because in the picture...
Oh, I see what you're saying, that, you know, if you...
It's like it's rewarding.
You'll have opportunities.
It's almost like why a lot of the bad people in this world have committed awful atrocities because they wanted some kind of fame, whether it was from riches and being in movies and stuff. No offense, Paige. Or, you know, being someone who would go down in the annals of history. Like people got tired of just talking about Charles Manson all the time.
And the only thing
think about it.
That I can think of that was as shocking as this, perhaps, was the Super Bowl thing when the, was it Rihanna? And
wow. You're really? Our news director. One of the biggest pop culture moments in history.
Was it Rihanna? Was she even born at that point? I don't know. She might have been. She wasn't old enough to have anything to pop out, though.
All right. I was trying to think. That was the only thing that was...
She played Penny on Good Times.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
She. You had to call her something specific if you were nasty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Janet.
Hey. Reno, not Jackson. You're thinking of
Janet Reno.
So... But that, as far as like a polarizing event that was shocking, like this, is the only. But there was no reward for that. This is on a different.
There
level.
Was no reward with Janet Jackson for me because, I mean, I'm just saying quite frankly, that nipple didn't look good to me.
Right.
I don't remember.
The piercing was odd. It looked like the Godsmack logo was pierced on her nipple. It didn't look good to me.
Myself.
We'll go watch it. It's on Truth.
But as far as the shocking and everybody talking about that and being banned and shunned, that was the other thing that I can think of.
Who got off scot-free with that? Like, who was the one person who got off scot-free? Who's the other person?
I don't think anybody did.
Do you remember the other person involved?
Who was it?
Oh, my God.
Donny Osmond. You're going to say Donny Osmond, aren't you? Donny Osmond and freaking Rihanna.
Who's the one that was drunk driving? Oh, God, what is his name? I'm sorry.
He might have Lyme disease. It just came out. He might have bought a golf course in Greenville.
His last name sounds like a subdivision. What do tree cutters scream when a tree's falling?
Oh, that's good. What do they scream? God, we were on TV. This
the tree is falling. We cannot go to break. The tree's falling. They don't say tree's falling. What do they say?
I'm going to Google.
Don't do it. Don't do it. We don't Google all the time. Like,
I totally forgot.
It's also a Kesha song, but they say, when the tree falls.
Our friend Mr. Looper's first name is what?
Tim.
Okay.
What do you do when you're cold? What do you say?
Just say it.
No, this is fun now.
Perry Mason, Raymond. Raymond.
I love Perry Mason.
Raymond, what's his last name?
Perry Mason.
Yeah.
The actor.
Raymond.
I don't know.
Really? He played Perry Mason?
We are not going on Couples Jeopardy.
He might have been on Gunsmoke for a little bit, too.
We're not going Couples Jeopardy with you.
His last name was Burr.
NSYNC, Paige.
It's Justin Timberlake.
Hey! God dang it, you deserve
Lord have mercy.
Let me go ahead and give it to you.
God, hey, bum. The spirals your eyes were making were going like sloopy loop.
I couldn't think of, oh God, who the hell is that?
That's why if it were TV, it'd be perfect because she just stares at you. Doesn't work so well here, but it's still fun to look
at. It's like when, what was the sitcom when they went on a game show and they asked her and the cameras came on and she just froze because the camera like made her freeze. That's what Paige was doing.
She was.
I think that was Brady Bunch.
But that, as far as that situation, that was the only thing that was shocking everybody was talking about.
The fact that you didn't know either person's name is more shocking than anything.
I forgot who they were.
Who was Sonny married to?
Cher.
Nope. Tammy Lynn Sitch.
Yeah, wrong one. Look at you.
What Sonny are you talking about?
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.